This, that, and the third. Ooh, y'all like that, huh? Y'all like that. Y'all got a super exclusive, right? B-So don't never let his tracks out the vault. Y'all heard one y'all might not even heard before, because I think I slid the second one I played, I Refuse. I think I slid that one through before. But anyway, I told you we'd be back. It's your boy B-So. I'm here with the infamous, can't believe he showed up for who knows when the last time he was here. Why Not is in the building.
Yeah, you're super lucky I'm here, for real.
I mean, for real. Like, you got two B-So exclusives tonight. You got Why Not in the building, which is, that's crazy.
I just said Why Not, you know?
Where?
Right here.
Oh, shit. Why? I mean, not why. So used to saying why. When was the last time you were here?
Probably like 8 months ago.
Shame on you.
I know, man.
How often do you tune into rhythmixradio.com?
Every Saturday.
That's good. I'll take that.
Every Saturday at 7.
At least you tune in for the show.
It used to be 8, but now
there's 7. Some good music. You got to listen to the music.
I always listen to music.
Some good music on it. For a guy who runs an Instagram page based all about music and music you might not be familiar with that's dope, you should listen to rhythmixradio.com.
And I do.
There's mad music on there that you can't hear anywhere else. Exclusives. Home of the rhythmixradio.com's slogan. It used to be like home for the independent artists and live talk. Nah. Home of the exclusives. That's our slogan. Not slogan. What's that called? Catchphrase? I don't know. That's our shit. Rhythmixradio.com. Home of the exclusives. That's what we do now. Got it?
Got it.
Home of the exclusives. Anyway, you should tune in more often. But I appreciate the once a week. As long as you tune in for the show, I can't be mad.
That's what I thought you meant. Tune in for a show.
Nah, yeah. Listen, bro. Tune in all the time. Bro, there's times where, as you know, I get in the car. I don't listen to music. I get in the car. I turn on talk radio. I'm like, they're talking about some shit. Golf. Okay. Plug my phone on. Hit the button. Because I have an Android phone, which is better than an iPhone. I have there's an app for rhythmixradio.com. There's an app for Android. It's free. Go get it out the Google Play Store. Put it on your phone, open the app, hit the play button, bong, rhythmixradio.com, playing, live and direct. It's for, hey, look, watch this, I'm going to show you
how. Can't beat it.
Look at this, watch, open my phone up, bongski, hit the app, hit the play button. It's where, as you know, I get in the car, live.
That was three taps.
Live. I listen to music. I get in the car, turn on talk radio.
It's real.
They're talking about some shit out of golf.
Oh, how did I know he was going to say that?
Put my phone on. Yeah. Anyway, shit is real. It's live. Tune in a lot. There's some dope music on there. Spread the word. Let people know what we're doing. It's dope. Another thing that's dope is my guest, who's crept his way on in, sat down to my right, and is chilling, waiting patiently to be announced. I have the one, the only, Reaper X in the building, right here with me right now. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's good? What's good? It's Reaper X 703, Arlington, Virginia's very own, coming at you live and direct.
Hey, straight out of Arlington. You were Arlington born and raised, front to back? You're not like one of them
Southside Arlington born and raised.
There it is.
Hell the fuck yeah.
You don't find a lot of natives, that's all. There's mad people out here who are from somewhere else.
True.
Me, I'm one of them. Like, I'm not from here. I'm from somewhere. Oh, you're a native too, aren't you? Why not?
Where? Yep, right here. Yep. Oh,
you're a native to Woodbridge?
Dumfries. Yep.
Dumfries is labeled the nicest town in the, what is it?
I think it's Manassas. Livable community.
That's retarded.
In Virginia.
Dumfries. Anyway, so what's good, man? What you got going on? What you got on the plane? Tell the people who you are, what you got going on. One thing I know about you, because we met once before, but we've really kind of met each other on some talk back and forth recently. Just as of recently, I've been really finding out a lot more about you and your history. You've got a long history of music. Let's talk about it. What's your musical background? Where are you coming from with your music? When did you start getting into the music? What's the crew? Who's the gang? You know, where's the music at? Where can we find it? I want to know it all.
Oh, most def. I originally started writing back when I was a kid. The poetry became lyrics when I was in high school. Eventually, my passion for music mixed in with my writing ability. You know, it became songs that I put together and stuff like that. It took me a while to really get on. My style was very alternative, not necessarily anything a copy of what you would hear on the radio. Even back then, when I started rapping, I'm 30 years old now.
Oh,
so, you know, I started old timer in here. Like 15.
Okay.
So, you know, it's been a long time. Being able to adapt to the music scene is taking some time and effort, you know, sacrificing my, you know, basically my artistic side, trying to reach a larger audience.
Right.
It's one of the biggest hurdles that I've come into. As most artists, I believe. Now I'm getting a little better at that, making new music for different audiences and having fun with it, of course.
Right, right.
I think I focus a lot on lyricism.
Okay.
Versus other rappers. My biggest influences are Immortal Technique, Eminem, Big L.
Eminem. Let's talk about Eminem, huh? That, sure. Shall we? Because I've been seeing so many mixed reviews with this Eminem album. What are your thoughts being an Eminem, you know, being inspired by M? What are your thoughts on this new album?
Well, I really like artists, but I like artists for a certain time period.
Okay.
So I actually haven't heard any new Eminem for a few albums.
Okay.
Personally.
All right.
My Eminem.
I mean, he definitely took a nosedive. There's no question about that. He definitely took a nosedive. I'm an M fan. He took a nosedive, but
I would agree with that.
He definitely. Again, a lot of mixed reviews on this album. All right. Well, that's fine. Which is understandable because I myself dive out of music a lot, especially hip hop music. You said you made an alternative when you first started. Did you not find that kind of? I'm assuming you said 15 years, so you're talking about like a 2005, 2004, 2006, somewhere around that time.
Yeah, around 2007.
That was an interesting time in music to come out more on an alternative style. So
I was doing what they were doing now back then, as far as being emotive and using like kind of different types of beats with guitars and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like spacey, kind of like emotional.
It's a little more new age.
Atmospherical. You know,
right.
That. And that's like my first song that I recorded, If Only. You know, you hear that song, it's super emotional. It's super deep. But it comes at you with samples, you know, a woman singing, you know, it's really dark and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's also something that's relatable. And that's the thing I'm working on now. Of course, I can bar a dude to death, be like, blah, 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 blah. But another thing is I can make a chorus that'll make people be able to sing along and relate to something that I'm trying to get through in a verse. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
So one thing I talked about a lot was emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I know as artists, what we try to do is we try to paint emotions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I write a verse, I try to hit every single, you know, your sight, your touch, make you feel like you're there. Like I wrote this line, you know, so I cut off his tongue and burned him alive and watched as his screams poured out through his eyes. Silent, but his skin crackled in the sky. Smell of burnt flesh in the air passing me by. You see how you smelt, you heard it, you felt, you know, that's how I
brought
I
the senses
write.
Into
you know, it makes you wonder, you know, why is it that I know that so vividly?
Right. You know? Yeah, because like you said, when you say things like burning flesh, people, you may have not ever smelled burning flesh, but you know that shit stinks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
immediately
you're in your head,
yeah, your senses get heightened. Very interesting. I like the take on it. Yeah, like I said, coming in at 2005, being alternative, I know me and you had a conversation. You told me you found it difficult being of Latin descent, getting on and kind of fitting in with the rapper crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Believe it or not, white rappers are accepted a lot more than Latino rappers, I believe. In the hip hop game, I think Eminem opened the door for that.
Well,
know,
now
all that stuff. You know.
I don't know. I don't know. I think white people get no offense to anybody who's white in the room. I don't know. I think white people get shunned out of hip hop a lot harder than Spanish people do.
I think Hispanic people are expected to fit in a certain role. For a Hispanic, let's say Terror Squad back in the day, the original Terror Squad, Big Pun, Triple Seis, you know, Cuban Link, you know, those were all Hispanic guys, but
right.
They weren't talking about culo or shit like that or gimmicky shit, yo.
Right.
They were coming at you with some deep fucking like lyrical shit.
Sure.
So that's something that's lost nowadays. You know, it's not
respected. No, very much so.
You know, lyricism is hard to be respected to begin with, But a Hispanic person coming at you in English, mm-hmm. not using his descent as, like, you know, first and foremost, I'm an MC.
Right.
You know, I am of Latino descent and shit like that. But
right.
That has nothing to do with what I could do lyrically.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
You know, but, you know, it's a stigma that's associated with it. And I got a lot of hate, a lot of weird looks for a long time
mm-hmm.
until, you know, people started coming at me and supporting me. And it's kind of like that tipping point, like with businesses. You know, you got to get a certain type of amount of people to support you mm-hmm. for everybody else to jump on board.
Very true. No, I got you. I mean, I guess I can see the swing. I'm like playing a list of people in my brain that I can think of that are white rappers, and it's very short. I remember white rappers coming in and literally getting bounced right out of, you know what I'm saying, getting bounced right out of the game, going all the way back to like third base. Like, the only cast that I can really remember that made a staple was the Beastie Boys. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's been a lot of underground and new age rappers. I mean, you got Lil Peep. You got
now it's different. Yeah. Now it's different. In this era, it's a little bit different. I mean, Asher you got Roth dudes that are chicks point. Nowadays that, you know, it's okay to be to be that. So if you can't be white and rap and not be okay, then we're really fucked up.
I think labels and companies, they do look for their token white rapper, though. They do look for an
probably.
Artist. They can get that market.
Probably. Obviously. I mean, sure. I mean, there's...
Or, you know, they go for a female. Now, it's really popular for females to get signed more than men nowadays because they want to... You know, women buy more records.
More marketability.
Yeah, and merchandise than men do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Period. They'll buy more shirts. They'll buy more bags and shit like that.
And go to shows and whatnot.
Sure, sure, because they want to show off the bags and the shirts that they bought.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up. So... Going back, you said your first project, when did you drop your first project? So you started rapping around 2005.
Well, my first project was actually really interesting. It was a song that I did to graduate high school.
Okay.
We had to do something.
Like a project.
It's called a senior project.
Yeah.
Wakefield High School.
Dope.
And so I did mine on music, ended up getting an original beat from a friend, a teacher of mine. He hooked me up with one of his homeboys who could, you know, who produced records. He made me an original beat. I wrote... I think I had already written the hook a while back,
mm-hmm.
but then I wrote the verses based on things that had happened to me in my real life. And, you know, I got an A on it.
Okay.
It went really well.
Got the A. He was like, I kind of got an A. Nah, I got the A. You know, I got the motherfucking A. God dang it.
People really enjoyed it. It did give me a lot of confidence to keep going, obviously. Performing is also something that I think we talked about that, how I would sometimes just... go to a performance just because I wanted to see if I even wanted to still do hip hop.
Right. Like, you did make that.
Like
comment.
if I was whack, then I mean, fuck it. What am I wasting my time for?
Yeah, I mean, now that's real. Like, you know what? I'm gonna go do this show just to see if I even really like rapping anymore.
I think of it a lot, like you know, a combat sport. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't battle per se.
Right.
I'll tear a dude up track for track, though. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, if you want to come at me like that, but I don't battle as far as like that.
Right.
I focus on making music, making songs and stuff like that. But I believe hip hop. You know, it's about testing your ability versus other people. You know, you're trying to see who's the alpha in the room.
Sure,
at all times.
Facts. Sure.
At all times, you know. And you have to establish yourself. And that's why I said, I came from a perspective of, he doesn't even look like us, or like who should be in charge, or who should be the one we should look to.
Right.
So why would we consider taking him seriously?
Right.
And then I come in, and I mean, you kind of have to.
Right. Is that shit, this guy got some skills.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like that kid on the football team, you know what I mean, where he was too small or whatever, but when you put a ball in his hand, you're like, oh shit, he's dope. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, that's crazy, man. So tell me a little bit more about the projects and building up to where we are now.
Recently, I've had a lot of luck and fortune with music and everything. I recently signed a distribution deal with Cradle Records, Sony.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a single deal for a year, and then I get a distribution through Sony,
mm-hmm.
you know, after the completion of that. And that's what I'm looking for, you know, to establish a larger market and be able to get, you know, to use their machine to my advantage,
right.
obviously.
Right.
On top of that, I was able to get a song with Lil Wayne recently.
Okay.
It was super fortunate. There was a lot of competition and, you know, going towards it. And I was chosen. The producer really liked me, so I'm working with him on some other music right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was made. I do have a business side to me as well. You know, I do music and I'm an artist, but I also have a large focus on, you know, making my own money for myself mm-hmm. through helping other artists.
Okay.
And so with that, I was able to kind of help them out with their Next to Rise tour. That okay. helped me out a lot, which, you know, led me to my deal with them. Mm-hmm. So I was able to open up the market in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
And that's what's going on now. It's pretty much tomorrow is our inaugural show. We have 12 shows throughout the year, so one a month. And we have a venue, Feru's Lounge, right by Nova Alexandria campus. It's a great location. We got great prizes. Like I said, for this show tomorrow, we're going to be giving away a free trip to North Carolina to open up for Jay-Z's after party for his Cognac Douce during the CIA tournament, basketball tournament in North Carolina. Mm. So it's a big show.
That's what's dope.
There's going to be obviously industry insiders, A&Rs, executives, peeping you and looking you out. And one thing about these shows that I encourage artists to come out and just, how can I say, just, you know, do it for fun. Mm-hmm. See if it's something you like. Exactly. Right. Hell the fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Be your fucking self. And do what you want to do, what you think you want to do. It might not be what you fucking want to do. How do you know if you've never gone up in front of people and performed?
Yeah. And do it with confidence.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, it's sometimes like
Fight Club. You know, how much can you know about yourself if you've never been in a fight?
Yeah, no, and sometimes people don't realize you can be a rapper all you want. You can write rhymes, you can spit over beats, but can you get on a stage and rock a crowd?
Exactly.
And that's part of it. You know what I'm saying? That's part of this whole element. So, you know, cats will go on YouTube and see these battle rappers and see one standing in front of the other and be intimidated. Nah, that's not, it's different. You know what I mean? Going up there and having, it could be a crowd of 10, it could be a crowd of 10,000, but having all them eyes on you, waiting for you to entertain them, it gets a little,
that's what they're looking
for. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like you said, I mean, here we are, we're giving y'all, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to, you know, go up there and show the group what you can do.
Exactly.
And if you're fortunate enough and that group says, yo, this cat got something, you just might get handed a trip to North Carolina to go open up at a after party that's, you know, whether he's going to be there or not, I don't know, but it's held by, it's a Jay-Z after party.
Exactly.
Who knows what doors open from there? You know what I'm saying? And that's something dope that you know what I'm saying, he's offering to the people.
And I've personally seen people like blow up off of stuff like this.
Sure.
I was just out of at Richmond, Virginia for the Tales, the BET show Tales with Irv Gotti. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there with Irv and some of his artists for Adventures and Murdering Music. I did a monologue. We still, the guy who I was working with, the film director, Wise Tarantino, he helped me record some of it, and he's still editing some of the footage.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a monologue for them with the hopes of getting, you know, on the show and stuff like that. But a young girl who actually won, she's from D.C., Amalia, she's been on the show. Her music's been on the show. She opened up the show for I forget where it was that they just had a recent one, another city that they went to, that they gave another artist an opportunity. Like, they're really, like,
dope,
you know, people are really blowing up all this. She's sitting in a radio interview with Irv Gotti right next to her.
Dope.
All she did was spit a vicious ass song. And she was sick that night. I was there in the crowd. She was like, yo, I wasn't even feeling like rapping.
Right.
I was sick. But she did. And she was dope. And yo, I meet grown ass men all the fucking time that tell me, oh, I could fucking do this or I'm that. You know, they get that liquid courage, whatever they smoking on. Oh, I could do this. All right. Yo,
show
go
me.
Ahead, show
right,
me.
Right.
$20. $20 right. will give you the fucking opportunity. If you are better than everybody in this area,
show
everybody
me.
In the fucking room, you should win every time.
Right.
You know, $20, you get something worth like a package with $500. Come on, dog.
Right.
But I get, you know, I get people.
I mean, even if you don't win the package, though,
you
just
get
to
a
be
lot
able to,
off
just
learning,
to,
yeah.
I mean, and it's something that, you know, we've seen in this industry, period, where people are so afraid to put some bread up.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, even in the situation with the event that's going on tomorrow and talking to some people that I spoke to, not calling anybody out, and I understand sometimes situations are what they are, but $20 for 5 minutes? Bro, why are you thinking about the time? Think about everything else. All them other rappers that you're going to be in a room with that you can
network
build with,
with,
network, rub
build
shoulders.
With,
exactly. Hey, guess what? There might be an executive in that room. There might be, you know, there's going to be DJs in that room. There's going to be hosts of the show in that room. There's going to be opportunity in
it's
that
called
room.
Risk and reward.
For $20? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You don't want to put $20 into yourself. But at the same time, I work with people all the time who come in they want to do songs and they talk about how much money they're making and they're still rapping over tagged beats. I don't know why they do that. But, you know, hey, I'll put a couple people on blast. Like, listen, if you're going to be putting your music out, please pay to get the tag out at least.
I seriously think you should rethink music if you can't afford $20.
To do a
quick song just for fun. I see rappers all the time, different cities, Orlando, Atlanta. They go up there, they perform, they get their video, you know, and they dip the fuck out. They don't care who wins.
Right.
They're just there to perform.
Get their content, build their brand, you know what I mean? Leave.
Yeah, they throw their company, their logo, you know, they got shirts, this Instagram, you can find me here.
Right.
And boom, they're out of there.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes that's the way to go. You know, the scene might not be for you, that's fine. But go out there, rub some shoulders, man. Put yourself in front of people. Like you said, getting up on a stage and having a nice little crowd that you can videotape that performance and use that as part of your demo, marketing promo, whatever. Man, come on. Get with the times, people.
It's free.
One thing I will tell you is it takes money to make money. Everybody knows that. If you're the type of artist that sits back and waits, you know, if you can really think that you're going to wait for everything to come to you, you got some things wrong, man, and you're gonna make mistakes. So whoever I'm talking to right now, who's listening to me, like on some, oh, that's me, you talking about me? You're gonna make some mistakes, you know what I'm saying? And you're gonna tell yourself you don't want to do some shit that you probably should have did, but you can't not put into yourself. You got to put into yourself, because look, you take money to make money, but y'all, like I said, I done seen too many people who don't want to put no money behind themselves, but yet expect everybody else to want to put it in. And it don't work that way. You're not going to go too far.
It really is just laws of physics. You know, you start doing something happens. There's always reactions to shit.
Right.
You know, I've done so much shit that I didn't want to fucking do. I've driven hours and hours to different places that I didn't want to fucking go. Sat in rooms that I didn't want to fucking sit.
Right.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I've been in rooms with people smoking, like blowing Jacks, Newports right in my fucking face.
Right.
You know, just waiting to see who won, or, you know, what's going on, or to meet the famous artist or whatever.
Right.
Just so I can network and get some info.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that the other day. Fucking with people who are willing to do the things that you don't want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to take this trip to Tennessee, but you know what? I have to. Like, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? And those are the people that generally get somewhere faster than others. You know what I'm saying? You might become hated for it, but hey, make them moves, because I mean, that's another thing we were talking about, like opportunities, man. You see them opportunities, you got to take them. If an opportunity opens up, take it.
Somebody's gonna benefit off it.
Sure. Somebody.
One person's gonna benefit off it. Like somebody's going to North Carolina for free.
Yeah.
Like that's gonna happen, like regardless. So I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Do your thing. I mean, I don't know, I guess you got to believe in what you're doing. Push forward. I mean, shoot, I had a gentleman here. I talked about it last week, but I had a gentleman on the station. I want to say it was about a year ago, about the same time. And he was promoting a book. You know, he was like, yo, I wrote a book. I'm about to, you know, I'm trying to get my book in Amazon, trying to get it in Barnes and Nobles, you know, so on and so forth. And literally had a paper copy, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had it in his hands, nervously kind of folding it, you know what I'm saying? He was just talking about this book and promoting it, trying to promote this book and this idea that he had of his book being in the bookstores. Last week, I legitimately went to Fairfax, Virginia, to a Barnes and Nobles where he had a book signing going on because his book was being sold in the stores. I mean, he made it. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
This time I see him, the book's this thick. It's hard copy. Right. You know what I'm saying? I walked in, I bought my copy. He signed it for me. You know what I'm saying? It's on video, so on and so forth. Things happen if you make them happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Things happen if you make them happen. But he didn't do it. He didn't get it done for free. You know what I'm saying? He had to put some money into it. He had to get people around him who believed in him. You know what I'm saying? You got to build your team. One thing that me and why not, we're talking about this earlier. Like, one thing I'm going to do all the things I wouldn't do before. Things that I wouldn't do, I'm doing them now. Do it. Right. If I'm walking down the street and I wouldn't pick up that penny, I'm going to pick up that penny. Fuck it. Got to change some things. If it ain't working, change it.
Yeah, most of.
Let's talk a little bit more about the event tomorrow. I know outside of, you know, putting on for artists, so on and so forth, but let's get a little bit more into the details. How many artists are we talking going on this roster? How do you become part of the roster? Obviously, tomorrow is probably too short for a lot of people who might be listening now. But if I want to get on the next one, it's a monthly situation. Mm-hmm. How do I get on the next one? How do we, you know, so let's talk a little bit about tomorrow's event. How many artists are we looking at? How much time do they get? How do people get involved if they're still interested in coming out tomorrow? Does it have to be a local artist? Can they come from New York? You know, so on and so forth. Is it a club event? Is it a, you know, let's talk a little bit more specific details about tomorrow's event.
Definitely. We are accepting talent from out of town. I'm working right now on getting talent from out of town,
right,
from New York, from Atlanta, to come out here. That's the goal.
Gotcha.
The goal is to make this event an event worth, you know, people taking note of, worth the news coming, worth it, it's to make this an area that's thriving with hip hop.
And next to Rise, the name of the event, the tour, right? This is just one city that they're doing this in,
correct,
right? They're doing this in multiple cities as we speak, right?
Every month.
So every month, Next to Rise puts on basically a talent showcase competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it a competition because there is a prize. And we just happen to be so lucky to have Reaper X in the middle, who is going to be able to host these events right here in the Northern Virginia area. So this sector is now yours.
Most definitely, yep.
How many artists are on each card per month? How many artists are we talking?
We're talking about 30 to 50 artists per month.
30 to 50.
There will be a sign-up list. And one thing that I'm doing that's completely different than anybody else does in any of the Next to Rise shows, if you do show up, you sign up, and for any reason, that's definitely not this show. So there's definitely a chance for you to perform this show. We're doing 5-minute sets to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But for any show, you know, that you might not be able to perform, if you stay the full show, you know, you see me or one of my people personally, I will make sure for a fact you get a premium spot for the next show. That's something I'm doing to try to motivate people to support the other artists. Again,
sure,
we are doing this to try to build an area where, you know, we have artists and a venue where we can do mixtape releases, where we can do, you know, a group signing, mm-hmm, or stuff like that. You know, where we can help these artists from around the area use what we have to the utmost.
Right,
and
right.
Do the most with
them. And I've never been there. I don't think I've ever been there. I had the privilege of seeing some video earlier today. Mm-hmm. It looks like a really nice place. I've seen some pictures. Looking at the video, it's got some nice warm colors. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a color guy, like the colors and stuff. It's got a mood setting. It's got a big ass fucking bar.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice area, dancing area. You know what I mean? I believe it's it's a restaurant as well during, mm-hmm, the day, and then it turns into a nightclub at the end.
Yeah, it's a bar,
evening.
Lounge, hookah bar.
Okay. Hookahs. So,
yep.
You smoke hookah, why not?
Why not?
Where?
Right here.
Okay.
Smoking hookah.
You coming out tomorrow?
I told you I can't.
No, you didn't tell me you can't.
I can't.
I just asked you what you're doing. You're not coming out tomorrow? Not even for an hour? 2 hours? I can't get you for 2 hours, bro? 7 to 9.
Hey, it's G-Mom's birthday, man.
There's 11 more shows.
Bring her. Bring her. Bring Graham. Is this Graham's with all the land? Is this Graham's with the land? Is it Graham's with the land? Yes or no? That's all I want to know.
Yes.
I'll be at your crib tomorrow. I'm going to bring some cookies because me and Graham's got a lot to talk about. All right. So, starts at 7 o'clock, right? Doors open?
Doors open 7 p.m. Right. for the event. It's $20 to get in. Anybody who wants to contact me at reaperxmusic@gmail.com. That's R-E-A-P-E-R-X music, you know, as it's spelled, @gmail.com. My phone number 703-835-5554. It's probably going to become my new business number, and I'm going to get another number for personal. So yeah, you can contact me there. We can work something out. I could definitely help you out. I want to let everybody know that this is the Northern Virginia sector, and like he was saying, we do this everywhere.
How many cities are they in right now?
Shit, I think like maybe 25.
25 major cities.
Yeah, like 20-25 major cities.
People, if you're not fucking listening, open your goddamn ears or turn your radio up.
That means
I'm
you
sorry
get to
for
go
all the
to
babies
these
who just heard me.
If you fuck with us, if you do
so
well,
this is
we
something
will take
that
you to these
cities. That
you know,
is, and again, it's not a It's not a here only type of thing. It, you rock here, and it's, you know, people that are involved with this sector are also involved with the other sector. So
exactly,
it's a tour, my guy. Exactly. People, it's a tour. Please, I want everybody to hear what's being said right now. The opportunities that are being laid out in front of you are huge. Yeah. And again, fuck the 5 minutes. The $20 is definitely worth just being in that room.
Yeah. If you stand out, you stand out. There's sure. always a top 10.
Sure.
I am completely in charge of the top 10.
Okay.
So I get to choose that top 10. You know, I will have other judges to choose the winner every night, but I get to choose who's the top 10.
Gotcha.
A consistent top 10. You know, I got two to three tours coming up right now. One with a major group that I can't announce yet, and one of my personal tours, and one of my promotional tours from a single that I'm putting out with Sony Records.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, if you are, you know, really into that, if you can travel, if you have money to support yourself and put your music out there, and, you know, to do it like that, then, yeah, man, come out.
I mean, the opportunities are here for you,
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
I mean, I've said it 100 times. We know... We can't lead you to the water. We have all the water. We can't make you come here. We can't lead you to the water. We can't make you drink the water. But we got plenty of fucking water. Like, yo, come get some of this water. Cause, no, this is, and again, this is something that I've been out here 16 years, 17 years. I've not heard of something like this out here. Just an avenue that is connected through 25 plus major cities, doing tours, finding talent all over the country.
There's lots of scams and stuff, and
sure.
groups that try to pretend to help artists and just take their money. This is one of the few that I've found that actually, yeah, it's there. Everything right. they say is there.
Gotcha,
you
gotcha.
Know, you just
got
to be good enough. I've been through the process. You know, for my show that I did, the signing show in D.C., you know, we chose the winner there, and it's really who the judges choose.
Right.
Who we all feel unanimously, that's the person.
Yeah. Well, like
it's no favoritism.
And like you said, too, man, I think a big thing that some of these, especially these younger up-and-coming artists, need to really understand and grasp onto is that you may not make the impact as far as winning the competitions. You might not even make the top 10, but if you seem to, people recognize people.
Exactly.
And if I hold 12 shows and I keep seeing the same cats showing up to the shows, I know they want it. You can get a shot just by showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency.
Commitment,
that stuff goes a long way. You know what I mean? Like, yo, these cats never made the top 10, but they keep showing up. They keep rocking out. They keep supporting. They keep coming through. They keep posting. Yo, let's get these cats a shot. You know what I'm saying?
On the word on support and opportunities, that's one of the few things that I think that I'm doing different from anybody who ever had a voice in this area is I want people to take these fucking opportunities that I'm giving out. You
right.
know, I won't benefit from them. Only thing I benefit is making this area stronger, and
right.
that's what I'm about.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make this area as powerful as possible so it makes as much money as possible. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, most yeah. definitely.
We're building something.
What's crazy is that and again, me being the business owner that I am, I'm glad that I've finally got to be an acquaintance with you, because I'm doing basically the same thing but in a different, completely different type of platform. I have a global station that I've created. We were talking about it earlier. Over 20 different countries that I know for a fact we're getting tune-ins from. Over 20,000 people tune into my station. That is a free platform for independent only. There is no unindependent. Granted, there is a couple of cats that may not be technically independent, but I have allowance to play the music, like
right.
Billy Dan's from MOP, for instance. But with that being said, independent artists only, and it's global, it's free, you know what I'm saying? It's a platform for artists to be able to put their music on there. We have shows on here that do interviews, phone interviews, in studio interviews. We do more than just music. We promote artists, painters, business owners, you name it. You know,
anybody with an ambition,
for real. Advertisements, sponsorships, all kinds of stuff. So just creating a platform, building the arc, you know what I'm
right,
saying? Building the arc. I got the front side, you got the back side, yeah. or whatever.
That's
I got
why
the back
I'm
side,
so
you
got
the front
about
side.
About our partnership and what
right.
you have available to the artist that I'm trying to give an opportunity to. You know, you got the whole side with the radio and everything like that. And that's another thing that I wanted to say real quick is that, you know, you may not have support right now. You know, you may not have the people that you want there at your side, you know, saying, hey, you this, but you will find those fucking people if you keep going for it, man.
Sure.
I found my team by just pushing. You know, I lost mad homies. To this day, I lost people. I don't even fucking talk to people. People don't talk to me because I got successful. I don't know why, you know, but...
Yeah, I mean, because it's... I can tell you why. It's hard to relate.
Right, right.
Here's the thing. What the fuck are we going to talk about now? This is why I don't like going back home to my old hometown where I'm sitting around with cats, you know, that I haven't seen in 15 years that are still doing the same thing they were doing. Right. And they're, oh, what are you up to? Well, I got a radio station and a recording studio. I own a couple houses. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Looking at you like...
Exactly.
Now what do we talk about? You know what I mean?
You trying to get a 40.
Right, exactly. So you want this old gold? Like, right, nah, yeah. You know what I mean? So that's definitely... oh, there's another room. That's definitely... Yeah, it's crazy. But so the beauty of it, we have this... And again, talking to all these tuners and whoever's out there, listen, we have a huge... I mean, when you talk about how far our wings are spreading right now, the I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for, that coverage of, you know what I'm saying, of all these avenues. We got a club slash bar, lounge, whatever you would call it. We have a venue to put on shows for live, put on live shows for independent artists that are going to be competitive because there's a prize at the end.
Yep.
They're also going to be frequented by execs and upper echelon people.
I'm working on getting celebrities. If we build it, like if we make this shit popping, we'll guarantee to bring out celebrities. I'm working on doing that now.
Integrate the two
and three shows. I'm trying to get some celebrities.
Broadcast this shit from the spot via Rhythmix Radio while we're, you know what I'm saying? Because that's another thing too. We are mobile. We can move our shows anywhere. We can broadcast from anywhere. So we've done shows in clubs. We've done shows at movie screenings. We do annual Stop the Violence movement outside, kind of barbecue picnic thing. We do that outside and do a radiothon, 6-hour radiothon outside. So just we're able to move and be mobile so we can do things. So that's something that we'll talk about in the future. But being able to broadcast, and this is another side of it, like, yo, you're not only going up there for $20 to get your 5 minutes to rock and put on for whoever's out there in the crowd, but you're also broadcasting on a global station simultaneously. You know what I'm saying?
You get like, so much for that.
There's so much
you get for that. It's just like $20. If $20 really hurts you, then what the fuck are you
ain't
to
doing
do
something
that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing something right. But look, man, I know you got some stuff going. Listen, I didn't want to brush over it because we definitely brushed over it. I don't know if I'm legally allowed to play it, but I definitely wanted to kind of reel back a little bit more. You jumped over real quick. You just did a song with Lil Wayne.
Oh, right, right,
like,
right.
You can't just... Like, yeah, so I did a song with Lil Wayne, and I went jet skiing, and they're like, wait, slow down. Hey, you did a song with Lil Wayne. Like, you can say that about anybody. Yo, I did a song with X, Y, and Z. Yo, I did a song with... Lil Wayne is... He's up on the Tupper. He's the Tupper, you know, the top upper. Mm-hmm. He's on the Tupper side.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
About to put out a new album. So, I mean, we're about to start marketing that song hard as shit.
I mean, yeah.
What I'm trying to do with the song as far as the label goes, we need 100,000 streams.
Okay.
For them to put the money back, like money into, like invest all the money into get the exclusive and like get him for a video.
Okay.
So we would actually be able to shoot a music video.
So we got to get the stream up to 100,000.
That's what they say. Or, you know, we've been, organically, we're up to 6K right now.
I mean, so, and the joint just dropped, what, 3 days ago?
No, it's been like 10
has
days.
It been
like,
okay.
Yeah, it's been
like, I said, I know it's recent. I thought it'd
be yeah.
But then again, days and nights just get mushed into one for me.
I think
me anyway.
You can play it, you just can't download it yet.
No. Okay. I'm saying I don't know if I can legally play it on the station.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I would have to...
We're getting...
There's some hurdles that I would have to jump
through. We're getting a DJ cut, a clean and dirty version.
Right.
I had another DJ ask about the music. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to play it in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to the label and everything, and they're getting that for me. I have that by Monday.
That's
but the
up.
Version that we have, I don't know officially if we can play it. So I would hold off until next time.
Yeah, nah, what I'll do is we'll talk about it off air, but I'll find out the proper information on whether or not it can be played by us. Without us breaking any FCC laws, I definitely want to jump into it and promote it, man, because that's major, man. You get cats, you know, come out of the area, they're doing this, they're doing that. I'm not from here, so I only know of a couple of people who've really actually done anything in this area as far as hit that level. Doing a song with Lil Wayne, I think, is hitting that level. He's got enough clout like, yo, you did a song with Wayne. You know what I'm saying? The next thing you think is you should be on that. Like, that's your track to get on to where you need to be. So,
I was able to throw Virginia in there. So that's right. That was my goal. My goal
12
was
days
to fit
in
the area in a certain way.
12 days in, what kind of feedback and response have you been getting organically?
A great response from people in the area. People in the area really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They really liked the track. I did the track also with another upcoming artist, another Next to Rise artist, Ohefe. Shout out to Ohefe. He's in Maryland. He's definitely doing his thing right now.
And he's somebody who's coming off the Next to Rise tour, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. See, now let's reel this back a little bit, people. Are you listening? A person who was on the Next to Rise tour ended up doing a track with Lil Wayne. Say that, okay? Another person who was on the tour ended up doing reality show songs. You know, like, it's real, man. The opportunities are there.
No, the chick that I was talking about earlier, that wasn't a part of Next to Rise.
Okay, take that all back then, either way.
But no, she did win. I'm saying I've seen it happen.
Right.
Like, she's on the radio now. She's next to Irv Gotti doing stuff like that. Like, that could have been anybody. Sure, that could have been me. That could have been somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She won. That's saying people are really getting these opportunities at these shows. The real ones. I mean, you got to be careful who you fuck with and who you give your money to.
Sure.
We really are doing this shit. You know, there's videos. You can talk to me about it. You know, this is what I do. This is my career. You know.
So for those who, again, we are a global station, we are broadcasting all over the world, but for those who are here in the country, here in the States, that have the opportunity to maybe get involved with the Next to Rise tour, what would you tell them? How would they get a hold of somebody in their area? Is there a nexttorise.com? I mean,
oh, there's a website.
Where can they get on? I mean, say somebody is in Nevada and they want to get on. They got to go on the website and find their closest tour. How did they get on?
I recommend going on the website. You'll get some information. You'll see some numbers. I mean, like I said, it's all about money and what's available. What they do is definitely comes at a cost, but it's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
But they give these opportunities for free to certain individuals to win these competitions that we're doing all around the country. And that's how we find our talent and get our artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would recommend going on the website, nexttorisetour.com. Then, you know, checking them out on social media. There's Next to Rise Tour TV show they're doing. They're doing the 64. I think they might be close to wrapping up the amount of artists. They can only do 64, but it's going to be a competition for $5,000.
Dope.
Somebody that night's going to get $5,000 cash.
Dope.
I'm going to be in it. I'm already in it. You know, a lot of my artists that I'm working with are in it.
Mm-hmm.
They came to my Sony show. They came to this Baltimore show I did with Rich Dollars not too long ago. So, you know, the opportunity is there. And it's a competition style. Like, you're not battle rapping anybody, but it's your song versus the artist's song. They choose the best.
Right.
That artist advances until there's only one artist left.
That's dope.
Out of 64 artists. And that artist that night gets $5,000 in cash.
I mean,
Where
do we get to go? Because I got a couple tracks I can
just
send.
Let me
right
know.
ReaperXMusic@gmail.com. I mean, I'm about to send you a couple songs real quick. Because, you know, and this is probably why I don't get involved in stuff like that, because it's just not fair to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, it's just not fair. You know what I'm saying? So I just try not to, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I want to give everybody an opportunity. And if I start throwing myself into competitions, then, you know what I mean? Like, it's pointless. Like, everybody might as well just put their pens away. Like, I mean, I'm just being apologetic. Like, sorry, you know? I definitely wouldn't mind throwing my hat into some things like that. Because, you know, myself, I've always personally been focused on everybody else that I never really set any expectation for myself. I know I'm the dopest artist ever. I know I'm the dopest writer ever. I write my own shit. I produce my own shit. I engineer my own shit. So I cut my own hooks. Like, I'm the dopest motherfucker on the planet, right? Next to maybe LeBron James. So,
as you should feel. Everybody should feel that.
Right.
Now
I feel you.
Everybody should be there.
But it's like I've focused so much energy and attention on other people and doing things for everybody else that I never really said, yo, you know what? Why don't you find out amongst the peers and see? Really, I mean, I know when I play, if I play a style for somebody, that shit is hot because I know it's hot, right?
And that's what it is, really. It's a baptism in fire amongst your peers.
Yeah, I want to be in a place where people can tell me my shit's not hot.
Exactly.
I just don't know if that's a possibility because I'm that fucking good.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but yeah, so again, if you're local to this area here in Northern Virginia, even if you're not local to this area, but you can get to this area, we're not far. I mean, we're an hour and a half from what, Richmond. We're like 3 hours away from Virginia Beach, Norfolk area.
Like
we're
15 minutes, 20 minutes away from DC.
I mean, it's DC.
Hour away from Baltimore.
We're
yeah.
2 hours away from Philly. You know what I'm saying? 4 hours away from New York. Like we're not far. Get involved if you can. It's $20 to come out, spend the night with some people, have a good night, drink some drinks. They got some drink specials going on tomorrow.
I'm gonna need a drink special. I definitely think they do. One thing I want to say too is that I've been doing these shows for years and years and years. It's gonna be ran so much fucking differently than all these shows. It's not gonna be unorganized. It's not, you know, we're not gonna be indifferent artists. We're not gonna be ignoring you. We're not gonna be treating you like your shit. Like we don't care about you. Everybody will get their fucking time to shine. All the music. That's why I chose Bobby Soul as the DJ. You know.
Whoa! Wah, 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 wah. Wait, who's the DJ? Bobby motherfucking Soul! Woo! DJ B Soul is gonna be. I was gonna leave that to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
DJ
shit.
B my Soul bad, my bad. Is spinning the motherfucking ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what we used to say back in the days. Now it's just some plastic shit. I don't know. Anyway, wheels of steel. That's what I'm used to. You know what I mean? So DJ B Soul spinning the ones and twos throughout the night at the spot, which is, again, I don't want to mispronounce it. Is it Feroz?
Feyruz is what I've been calling it.
Feyruz. I'm gonna find out tomorrow.
Shout out to Neb, the general manager, giving us the venue.
Shout out Neb,
the opportunity. Definitely, this is an event we want to make as classy and sophisticated as possible. We definitely want to be set aside from other hip hop events.
Right.
Like you said, you got a video of the venue. It's a very nice venue. You know,
it is. It's nice. It's clean. It's definitely. Like I said, the color scheme is dope. Mm-hmm. It looks like a really just a nice place to kind of just chill, man. And sit
vibe,
back, kick back.
Yeah.
Me and you talked about it too. How we kind of want to change the culture, the demographic a little bit. Everybody 21 and over is allowed to come and drink, right? I don't know what the stipulation is about under 21, but I know 21 and over, come through.
I was able to work out 18. 18 was only if they're an artist.
Gotcha.
So if you're an artist, you have to check with me. You know, we'll make sure, you know, you have somebody else present.
Yeah, if you're coming to perform.
Yeah, to perform. You're there for, you know, a reason. But yeah, only 21 and over is what's going on for the club. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to have drinks, you know, so.
What I was getting at is we talked about the music in between the artists, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to kind of lay back to a old school hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Granted, I might mix in a little, you know, shang. But I'm also, as the DJ, I'm going to be playing a lot of independent music. A lot of cats who send me music to the radio station, I'll be playing that shit in the club. Cats who send me music that are in the showcase, I'll be playing that shit in the club. You might, again, for $20, you come in, you rock your 5 minute set. But if you come in there and send your music, book DJBSoul at gmail.com. Very simple. Send your music. Make sure it's titled, make sure the artist's name is on there, and make sure you tell me in the subject title what it's for. Because if you put in a subject title for the showcase, then I know that's going for the showcase. If you put in there, yo, play these tracks in the club, I know to play them tracks in the club. I'll tell you right now, if your shit's hot, I'll play it. But if your shit's whack and you don't have a title, I'm not playing that shit. Just letting you know. So title your music, because if it's whack, I'll still play it if it's titled.
And nobody else is doing that. Nobody else is playing artist music that are coming for a showcase.
And
that's why we're doing so many things that are so different.
Honestly, what I would like to do, and this is something I wanted to talk to you about, is I would like to keep it all independent. Mm-hmm. So all the music that's gets played throughout the night, just all of it's independent. None of it. I'm not playing no Jay-Z tonight. I'm not playing no goddamn Kanye West. I'm not playing no Lil Peep and Lil Pump and Uzi Vert.
I'm 100% with that.
I will play all independent music the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
Overall, in a club, I like to hear fucking beats. I like to hear, you know.
I'll play
I like
beats.
To be able to
and well,
rock and
here's the crazy part.
Shit.
I'm going to have, see, this is me, again, thinking from my perspective. I'm going to have 30 to 50 artists in a club. Oh, I'm going to play some beats.
Right.
I make beats. I might even take my machine with me and just, you know what I'm saying, make some beats on the fly. Oh, yeah.
One thing we're doing that no other place is doing, no other tour, no other spot is doing in the country is we're doing the cypher.
Okay.
We're doing a 16-bar cypher for the artists to sign up. You know, they're going to have a chance to not only perform, but to display their talent amongst their peers. And, you know, it's not going to be a competition. It's not everything. It's for everybody there to shine and to show love and support each other.
Bro,
and that's
this shit's
going to
be epic. Make sure you come out tomorrow, Farouz Bar Lounge, in Falls Church.
Falls Church.
What Virginia. Is it? I can't remember the numbers, but it's on George Mason Drive, right?
Yeah.
And what's the address?
It's let me see right here.
I was gonna say I got it on the flyer, but
like I said, it's so come close and join to us, everything. Man.
Come and join us tomorrow night. Doors open at 7 p.m. We're gonna be rocking till probably 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Hookah is gonna be on deck. Drink specials on deck. A room full of artists to build with and vibe with. A competition going on for a prize to open up at Jay-Z's after party at the CIAA basketball tournament in North Carolina, paid for. You got executives in the building. It's going to be crazy. Tomorrow for $20, it's going to be well worth your $20. I'll tell you like this. If you're not an artist and you're not into independent music and you're not, and you want to go to a club and have a good time, drink some drinks, listen to some, listen to whatever the DJ's playing, you probably don't want to come to our spot tomorrow. I'm going to be honest with you. But if you going to come out, support the independent artists, have some drinks, rub some shoulders, you make music, whether you're male, female, alien, it doesn't matter. Come out, join us tomorrow. We're going to be rocking for 5, 4, 5, 6 hours chilling. Who knows what happens after that? Because it's probably going to be so dope that we end up going somewhere after that. Because the after party is probably really where it's going to be at.
And real quick, I just want to let people know the fucking Virginia is hot right now for hip-hop shows. I was just at a show. Shout out to my homie K Beta. Hopefully he'll be at the show tomorrow. I was just at his show in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Friday. And, yo, they were killing it. All the artists were fire. The crowd. It was dope. Everybody was rocking. Like, that's how I'm trying to have the spot going. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing, is we're building with other artists. You know, they're bringing their artists to my venue. I'm bringing their artists to their venue. And so on and so forth. And it's going to get to a certain point where, you know, we're just going to morph into this larger-than-life entity coming from this area.
It's gonna be crazy.
And that's the goal.
It's going to be crazy, man. One more time before we wrap up and get out of here. Again, like I said, make sure you join us tomorrow night at Farouz Lounge, Bar and Lounge in Falls Church. He's pulling up the address right now. Doors open at 7 p.m. Where we at?
3815 South George Mason Drive, Falls Church, Virginia 22201.
Come on, man, join us. Come out, support. Before we get out of here, tell everybody where they can get a hold of you. Tell everybody where they can find your music. Tell everybody where they can find Reaper X. Tell everybody where they can go and listen to the Reaper X track with Lil Wayne. And give them your social medias and all of that. And let's get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, the track is I Get Money. It's Reaper X featuring Lil Wayne, No Jefe. And you can find it at Riley Cradle SoundCloud. Now, Riley Cradle, that's the owner of Cradle Records Sony. You can find it on his cloud. You can SoundCloud. You can only stream it. You can't download it yet. And I appreciate all support. Like, we're just at 6K now. The goal is to hit 100K and we'll get a fucking video for this area with fucking Lil Wayne. You know, respect. We're gonna fucking put on and shit. You can find me at my Instagram, ReaperX703, Instagram, Facebook as well. Real name David Bhatti. Like I said, I don't have very many friends. You can follow me. What the fuck I do? That's what I put up on there. Just get at me. I said I gave my email, reaperx@gmail.com. It's the best place to reach me. Music, if you want business. I also do merchandising, work with companies, manufacturers out in China. You know, I produce pins and other products for artists. One thing, you know, I'm about putting all artists on. I collect art myself. Like, you know, I just want to help as many people as I can, you know, while I can.
Sure.
I'm in this position.
Most def, man. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you spending some time and coming out. I know it's not a short trip, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you coming down the highway and spending some time with us. Y'all, make sure y'all come out tomorrow night. It's going to be, you know what the youngins say, like, it's going to be a movie. Like, it's going to be a movie tomorrow. There's going to be multiple cameras going on. There's going to be a lot of social media plugs. There's going to be a lot of talent in the building. There's going to be a lot of opportunity. So if you have the time, swing through, man. The one thing I don't think we said that I want to say real quick before we get out of here about tomorrow night is you don't have to be on the roster to actually perform. Am I correct about that? You can walk in.
You can walk in and there will be a sign-up sheet.
Okay, so it's almost on some open mic night type shit, but it's not free, I guess, in a way of saying it. You kind it is because you pay to get in the club. You don't pay for the performance.
We
right?
might limit the cipher to everybody who's pre-booked,
and that makes sense. That makes sense.
You know, if you walk in, you probably won't be in the cipher. To be honest.
But it's still an opportunity for y'all to come in and get there, man. Yeah, so if you can't make the roster, you'll
be under the competition definitely.
With all that being said, man, I'm gonna go ahead and get up out of here. I do want to say shout out to G to the I to the O. Hope he gets some safe travels coming back. I don't know why he didn't call tonight, and I'll talk shit to him tomorrow about it. But one thing I do want to say is thank you to my man, Why Not, who finally came out after 8 months. It's crazy that we finally get him in the building.
I'll be here more often.
Yeah, I mean, so with all that being said, man, make sure you tune in Tuesday, 12 o'clock, Faith Believers Changing Lives with Tracy Clark. Tune in at 8 p.m. for football, fantasy football real talk with the guru, Glenn Flanagan, finishing up all your DFS football talk for the end of the season. Make sure you tune right back here on Saturday, 7 p.m. next week with your boy. And I should be in full strength with my man G to the I to the O next week. We'll see if we can get Tony Why Not Fanatic to come out, which I doubt it. But we'll see.
You might be surprised.
But with all that being said, go like the Instagram page, which is Rhythmix_audio, along with Rhythmix_radio. Go like the Facebook page, this, that, and the third. Until next week, I am B, Mother Fluffin' Soul, and I will see y'all with my man Gio next week for Reaper X, for Why Not. B Soul signing off. Until next week, love, peace, and motherfucking hair grease, bitches.
This, that, and the third. This, that, and the third. This, that, and the third. Word.